Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction tribe? Devin Tilley here, Art of Construction. Man, are we pumped for today's episode. We have Toby Jones, who is the founder of Jones Construction Solutions. Toby is the president of Jones Construction Solutions and Jones Home Inspections. So I start this way. It never took off until I bought a phone number. A phone number? We don't even call people anymore. I'm so excited to have a chat to talk through how a phone number helped Toby sleep better at night, and his side hustle of home inspections really helped bring his commercial contracting business to the next level. So let's dive in and have a fireside chat and learn about how his main business of commercial contracting, with his extra income from his side hustles and lessons learned, living in the art of construction. Lock and load, tribe. All right, what's your favorite beverage?
Sparkling water.
Sparkling water. I love a good healthy guy. After a hard day of work, you're sticking with the sparkling water?
Perrier or Pellegrino. Either one's fine.
All right. I probably need to do more of that myself. What is a favorite place you've traveled?
I haven't done a lot of traveling outside of the United States, a little bit, but I would say my favorite place is up north Michigan.
Give us one experience of hanging out in up north Michigan.
I just have fond memories. I used to go up there. Our family has a cabin up there in Glen Arbor. And when I go up there, it just brings back a lot of good childhood memories.
Awesome. Well, what's your favorite hobby or interest outside of the construction silos we're passionately breaking down and calling the art of construction here?
Boy, I do like to travel, even if it's, in the United States. But I don't have a lot of hobbies. I do a little golfing. Spending time with family and friends.
Awesome. Well, I had the pleasure of getting to know Toby at Todd DeWalt, DAWALT, is at Advanced Summit. And we've had him on the podcast. He runs his own podcast called the Construction Leading Edge Podcast, an awesome platform that I was able to speak at his Advanced Contracting Summit. So he does these meetups that are just magical for a couple of days where you get great people in the room, share stories and talk through the psychology and talk through tools and lessons learned. And we'll let Toby talk through that because that's where I met Toby. And I'm all about giving credit where credit's due. So thanks to Todd DeWalt for his Advanced Summit. But this show today is all about getting to know Toby and his platform. So Toby, you've lived a life of construction from the family business. Let's go back to the beginning and hear your story. So how did we get here today with Jones Construction Solutions?
Well, I grew up working for my father. He was a residential builder. So I've been on the job site since I was a little kid. I worked with him for a few years, and then sometimes it's hard to get along when you work with a guy and go home with him, and at the dinner table you're talking about work. And actually, he fired me, I think. So I went on my own at 24 years old and started my own residential contracting company. That was going pretty well. I did some nice projects. I was getting a good reputation, building my name, and I built this big, beautiful house for a guy that decided he didn't want to pay me. Didn't have all my paperwork right. And long story, but stuck it out another year, and then I went to work for a large commercial contractor after that. Worked there and kind of worked my way up. I started out as a superintendent and then ended up being a project manager and doing large projects, learning everything I could about commercial construction, taking in everything, watching every move everyone made. And I think the most important thing is the relationships I built with owners, subcontractors, inspectors. I just got to know everybody and tried to treat everybody right. So I then left that company. I was offered more money, a good promotion to go to work for a competitor. So I left And a lot of those relationships I built at the first company followed me to the second company. And that company grew from $20 million when I started there to over $100 million in 4 years, and which sounds all great and everything, but it kind of scared me. I just saw how fast they were growing, the people they were hiring, the equipment they were buying, and I thought, man, if this market slows down, it's going to be, you know, you get to a point where you're just turning money, and that kind of scared me. So I kind of wanted out. The company was getting too big for my liking, and I was out of town. I was in Nebraska at the time, and I remember it was snowing sideways, and I thought, what could I do? I didn't think about starting my own construction business at that time, but what could I do to, you know, do something on my own where I could be home with my family, and that something's related to construction. So I was sitting in my hotel, and I typed in the Google bar. I typed in jobs, businesses you can start with a construction background, and home inspector popped up. And I thought, man. So that night I drove to Borders bookstore in Omaha, Nebraska, and bought a How to Start Your Own Home Inspection Business book. So I guess that was the start, but I bought the book, and I sent letters to every realtor, everyone I could, and I didn't get any response. So in the meantime, one of my past clients from the first company I was at called me at the second company and wanted to build a large convenience store and gas station, in which I did a lot of those at the first company. So we were talking, and the owners of the company I was working for said, we don't build gas stations. We're not really interested in it. So I was getting frustrated being out of town, away from my family. And so I just called this guy, and I said, look, would you hire me to build your gas station convenience store? And he said, well, yeah, I'll hire you. That's why I'm talking to you. And I said, no, if I leave this company and start my own, would you hire me? And he didn't even hesitate. He said, absolutely. So when I got back from Nebraska, I put my 2-week notice in, and the first job I started on my own commercially, Jones Construction Solutions, did was a $1 million project. That went well right off the bat. It was great to start a company with a $1 million project. And I still didn't want to give up on this home inspection thing. So I met this, actually I bought a house and hired a home inspector to inspect the house before I bought it. And I remember my wife saying, well, why are you hiring an inspector? You're an inspector. You're qualified to be an inspector. And I said, I want to learn from this guy. So I paid him the $300 and followed him around. Got to know him. We hit it off right away, kept in touch with him, and eventually told him I was wanting to start a home inspection business too. And like I said, we kept in touch, and he offered for me to tag along with him on some inspections. So I went on 5 or 6 of them with him, and he was pretty much doing things the way I would do them, but it's nice to go with somebody that has done, I don't know how many thousands of home inspections. This guy was 70 years old and had been doing them for 40 years. So I learned a lot from him. And then one day out of the blue, he called me and said, I'm getting ready to retire. Why don't you buy my business? And I said, Gary, what's your business, a ladder? And he chuckled. He goes, well, my phone number's been in the book for 30 years. And I thought, there's got to be some value to that. So I said, how much? And he said, $10,000. And I said, $10,000 for a phone number? I go, no one even uses the phone book anymore. But I thought about it, and I said, I'll tell you what, Gary, I'll give you $5,000 down, and then within a year, I'll pay you the other $5,000. We agreed to that. Well, I wrote the check, and I ported the phone number over to I just bought another phone and had it forwarded to my current phone number. And the first month in business with that phone number doing home inspections, I did $9,000 worth of home inspections. So that really paid off. I still get calls. It's been almost 8 years ago, and I still get calls from that number. So that number has definitely paid off. My best year, I did over 300 inspections while doing commercial construction. My best month ever, I did 47 home inspections in the month of June in 2015. So it's really paid off having that number.
Awesome, man. So many lessons learned that I want to go back and kind of take a deeper dive on some of that stuff. It's such a cool story. Thanks for sharing that. All right, so let's go all the way back to the beginning, and we're going to walk through this together and expand a little bit of that stuff. So starting off in the family business, I always talk about how you don't know what you don't know, or you're jaded by what you think you know. You know, you talked about, I appreciate you saying, I think I got fired from my father, but how hard was that, but how good did it feel for probably both of you guys? Did you have a better relationship after you got out of the trenches, so to speak, with that situation?
Oh, absolutely. He actually called after he fired me and cooled down, and I cooled down, but I'm not a guy to sit around. So I went out and started my own business, and he didn't realize that, I guess, but he said, well, your job is open if you want it back. And I said, well, I kind of like what I'm doing. So, but he also hired me to do a lot of work for him too. So he hired me as a subcontractor, so we still got to work together. Cool. We get along better now than we ever have.
So unfortunately, something that happens that you don't want to have happen, really, everything happens for a reason, and it really helped in the end, right? So it's definitely a lesson for all us to think about, to not get too down and get too high as well, right?
Correct. Yep, absolutely.
So then when you went out on your own, you were, I believe you said that you didn't get paid on a house. That had to be brutal for starting a business. And you said something about the contract. Could you give us a little bit more of that story? Because this is all about for contractors and affiliates to grow their business. And the best ideas are borrowed and executed instead of making all the mistakes yourself, because we don't have enough time and money to make all the mistakes ourselves.
Right. Well, I was young and naive, I guess. I trusted everybody. I had a good reputation. This guy, I came highly recommended to this guy. And my contract was basically one of those things you bought at the office store, the triplicate carbon copy thing. So needless to say, it wasn't very bulletproof, but I trusted him, and I got the house all framed in. It was a big, huge two-story house, and him and his wife split during this project and went through a divorce, and I tried to put a lien on the property, but the lien was in her name, or the property was in her name, and the contract was in his name with me. I just didn't have the money to keep paying attorneys to fight it, so I just, you know, collected my losses and moved on.
That's a serious lesson. And then why switching from residential building houses to commercial? Because you sounds like you grew up in the residential world and then switched over to commercial.
Sure. Yeah, my dad did some light commercial, so I had a little bit of background in it, but I always liked it, and I don't know why. I still like it to this day a lot better, but I think it's, I don't know, it's you're not dealing with, it's not as personal, I guess. It's more, the owners I work for are more like, let's get this done on time and let's get in so I can start making money. And it's not like moving a wall an inch or changing a paint color because someone's wife, you know, picked a color and it's just, I think it's less work. And I just think I'm better at it than I am at residential.
Again, a great lesson is you got to find your wheelhouse and then really crush it. And that's the part that when I got to know you at Todd DeWalt's Advanced Summit, when you told the story about the buying a phone number and your side hustle, but you're very focused on those two things. You're not all over the place on everything of the chicken or the egg of saying if to grow your business, you really have to focus on one thing. You're all about commercial projects and your home inspections. And but you're also, now you've learned from those different lessons learned to where when you saw that company building, what were some of the big things when you said, I didn't see it sustaining? On your intro, you talked about buying trucks and growing so fast. Do you think if they would have explained more or culture and core values about how it grew so fast, that would have been a little bit different?
I think so. I don't think they were prepared for it. And it's not really anyone's fault. And I'm not pointing the finger because I still get along with those two owners. But I don't think they saw it coming. And it was this snowball that just took off. And, you know, it just, they, when you go from 20 million to 100 million, you know, and the economy was good at the time. So you're hiring people, but, and you got these great resumes that people send in. And, you know, if those resumes were that great, I don't know why they were looking for a job, but we just, you know, it was hiring bodies and buying equipment, and they bought an airplane so they could fly to all these jobs that were far away. And I just saw everything, you know, getting out of control. And they did, you know, fail, and then now they're in business again. But I think they learned a lesson too. But, you know, I think they would say the same thing, that they just grew way too fast. And 4 years is pretty quick to grow that big.
Great stuff. As I have to raise my hand, the whole hire slow and fire fast is as real can be in our industry, right? So it's sure it's a tough deal. So we're in a snowstorm in Nebraska, coming in sideways, and you're like, I got to do something different. And it's such a cool story of you Googled it, and it's amazing what that tool can do for us. And then going out and getting help of reading a book. So heading to Borders. What was the book? I'd love to put that in the show notes.
The book is, I've got it right here. It's Startup. Entrepreneur Magazine Startup, Start Your Own Home Inspection Service, Your Step-by-Step Guide to Success.
And the author?
And it's about it's from Entrepreneur Magazine.
Okay.
And it's really about 3/8 of an inch thick. It's not a very thick book, but I grabbed it and read it and kind of started my exit plan.
And so you read the book, but that's the part where people say, Devin, I own a window and door business. They're like, how did it take off so fast? It's like, well, you got to go back 15 years ago when I was in the corporate world and found out that's not where I fit. And then I went to work for one of my customers that we sold windows and doors to. And then I went to work for another dealer that he ran a business for the same product that I ended up buying his business out. So I was on the worker side of the desk for 8 years before I've now been on the owner's side of the desk since 2012. And you talked about how when you were intrigued, you went out and you hired somebody to do that, but yet you hired them for a reason, to learn from them. It was a $300 school that sounds to me like was the best school that you went for when people are asking you, why would you hire somebody to do that? That you were smart enough to say, I'm going to learn from others before I just think I know how to do it myself. Right. What would you say about that?
Well, I think you said it pretty well, but what better person to learn from than someone that's been doing it for 30 or 40 years? I mean, I got to, before I bought that phone number, I looked at all his records. Of course, I do everything with an app. Everything's digital in my business, but he had file cabinets full of these three-part home inspections. Every inspection he ever did was in these 5 or 6 or 7 file cabinets. And I don't know, that's a lot of experience that it was probably worth way more than $10,000 to get that phone number from him. But he told me his busiest year ever, he did 600 home inspections.
And the big thing that I listen to that in the world right now, and the data crunch, and there's so many amazing tools out there. That Todd DeWalt Summit, we had Spencer there from Co-Construct, and listening to the different tools and platforms out there. But when I heard your story, to say kudos to you on your negotiation, two things that really jumped out at me is, number one, is that you didn't quite understand the value, and you, even if you did, you presented it very well of $10,000. Like, the tone and how you say it is a big deal. But the other big thing that you did is, you did in the end see the value of the $10,000, but you, for cash flow reasons and for keeping him around as a knowledge base, you split that payment up. But when I heard that part, so the $5,000 and $5,000 is dynamite, but think about how much more that would have been worth when you say he did 600 in 1 year, and all he had was go check out the file. If he would have built out a database and collected that stuff. So we're out doing, we're always doing in our business, but the business is worth is the numbers and the systems and the platform that you able to take the history and that knowledge. There's a ton of value there, but if you don't have data and a system to back it up, all you got was a phone number, but then you saw the value of that phone number. So what would you say about that?
Well, I think you said it great. I don't think he knew what it was worth, but he also told me this. I got to know him very well, and I love to build relationships with people. And this guy was a neat guy, and we hit it off really well. But I learned a lot from him. We still keep in touch. And he told me flat out, he said, if you don't want to buy this for $10,000, I'm just going to let it go because I don't want anyone else having it. So I think he knew it was worth more than $10,000, but I think he liked me. And to be honest with you, I don't think he needed the money. Did very well. He was also a contractor, a residential contractor, and a home inspector. So we're very similar other than the commercial and home inspector. But I look at the life he's lived, and he did all this before technology too. So I think he built a pretty good business for the tools he had to use.
Totally. And at the end of the day, it's not what you know sometime, it's who you know. When you talked with me before we got online, and you said you sent letters to every realtor and you got zero responses. But then you went out with this one guy and you were able to get his 600 contacts from that 1 year. It's not the contacts, it's all of the knowledge and information for him to be a mentor to you, because we don't have enough time and money to do it all ourselves. Back to when you started your contracting business and didn't have enough time to have the right contract and got hammered, right? So you have
Correct.
To get help.
I'm always looking for help. If you're not learning every day, you're not that smart. There's always someone you can learn from. I learned so much at Todd's Advance, just talking with you and with everybody, and people that do the same thing I do. What a great experience I had down there.
Awesome. Yeah. So to talk a little bit more about that is, Todd coached me is what he, Todd and Spencer. So there was three of us podcasters that came together, and this is all credit to Todd. He's the one that put the Advance together. But as the three of us were talking, we said, we have three podcasts here. We have the Builder Funnel Radio. That's about marketing. We have the Art of Construction. That's about for contractors and affiliates to connect the dots and take all those tools and put it together and tell these stories like we're telling here today. And then Todd is all about a professional coach that lived it and has a great business of running the different coaching platforms. But at the end of the day, all these podcasts that the Art of Construction is honored to leave is What's in It for Me Radio for contractors and affiliates to grow their business. So the future is that's what these podcasts, we do it all to gain and learn and get an edge to help us grow our businesses, that whatever it is behind the global megaphone. So we're looking at doing several different contractor summits. And my presentation, what Todd asked me to talk about was, how can you help contractors from your day-to-day business of owning a window and door company? And I've struggled over the years to say, how do you connect it and not connect these different businesses, to not be salesy to say, I'm trying to sell windows and doors, because that's not what the Art of Construction is about. It's about connecting the dots, but using those tools of showcasing how different supply channels can better help contractors. What's your take on my portion of Todd's amazing summit?
Oh, I thought it was so informative, and I agreed with everything you said. And I really believe it's just really about building relationships with people. I mean, if you're building relationships with everybody and trying to learn something from everyone you meet, I mean, what great information, and you can put that to use in so many different ways. But my business is to a point where I don't do any public work anymore. Every job I get is private, and a lot of my competitors don't even know about it. And all of a sudden, one of my signs will sprout up in front of the project, and I know they're all thinking, how did he get that job? But I'm trying to be behind the scenes. I'm trying to, shake the bushes, so to speak. But it's a lot of it comes from the relationships I've built from way back to when I first started, and even before that. So I think that's the key to any business, is relationships.
Totally. It's out, always be learning and make sure you're connecting the handshake, most importantly, in front of the different tools out there. So what is your crystal ball for the future with technology and construction? That's a big focus here on the Art of Construction, because there's so many tools out there right now I'm trying to help guide you contractors, you Toby and the tribe. Where should we really be focusing on if you were to wave that crystal ball with technology?
With technology, I'm pretty big into social media with my business, but not as I learned a lot from Todd's, you know, from Spencer,
yeah,
from you. Great information there. I'm doing the home inspections. Everything I do is totally digital now. They get, you know, we do an inspection and then they get their report the same day, and it's a nice PDF file with colored pictures and comments. And we do them on our phones as we do the inspection. I'm totally paperless, my office. But as far as going forward, I think things like I'm doing today and getting my name out even further than where I work, and who knows what that will turn into someday. I mean, I think just building relationships, not only where you live, but nationwide is, I think that's important as well.
No doubt. In closing, before I let you go here, what is that one thing for contractors and affiliates to grow their business you want them to really think about? And that's what this platform is all about.
I think the most important thing, like I said before, is building good relationships. And then adding to that, and I'll give Todd DeWalt credit for this too, building relationships and developing people. So awesome. If I'm a builder and a if I call myself a builder and developer, that can be building buildings and developing land, but it also can be building relationships and developing people.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Toby, for coming and tell us your story. Yeah. It's an awesome story, and we're big fans of here on the AOC.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Tribe. There's a lot of call to actions and lessons learned there. That it's so awesome that Toby come in and tell us his story and share all that knowledge from dealing with the family business. There's so many of us that have family ties to something to think about and look yourself in the mirror and have those eyeball to eyeball hard conversations, and everything happens for a reason. So don't lose sleep at night about it. We got to have each other's back and have fun along the way. And it's all about relationships, both the relationships you've grown up with and the ones you want to find. And it's so cool when he says it, a pivotal part in his life is he's like, I'm ready to make a change. And he read a book, but he didn't just read the book. He went out and got help, as we're always talking about, build yourself up around that advisory council. And that council here on the Art of Construction, that's what we're all about, is connecting the dots. Huge credit. Thanks, Todd DeWalt, for putting us together in the Construction Leading Edge podcast. We're big fans, and he does such a great job. Same with Spencer Powell of the Builder's Funnel, who came and put that together. So we'll have links to all of our What's in It for Me radio here on the podcast platform, as podcast is a great way to grow your business, and hopefully the Art of Construction is a great touch point. We're looking at doing several events with them and associated with the Art of Construction. So subscribe to the podcast, get in touch, stay in tune. Thanks again, Toby. You crushed it, Jones Construction Solutions. So if you're in the Michigan area, make sure you hit up Toby. But like he said it best, it's not just about the local relationships. Get with him on social media, and hopefully Toby and I can meet up with you at the next conference that it's all about for you. What's in it for me? Radio through the Art of Construction. Crush it out there, Tribe.